In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rainbows are kind of magical. When you see one, you want to share it with others. Hey, look, there's a rainbow. You go inside to get the rest of the family to come out and look at the rainbow before it goes away. When I was growing up, my mother would celebrate rainbows by getting all us kids a popsicle. We could celebrate the rainbow. Rainbows conjure up all kinds of thoughts and memories, leprechauns and legends of pots of gold at the end of the rainbow, Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow where troubles melt like lemon drops, Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection. Rainbows are kind of amazing. If you look it up, a rainbow is a meteorological phenomenon that is caused by reflection, refraction, and dispersion of light in water droplets, resulting in a spectrum of light appearing in the sky. It takes the form of a multicolored circular arc. Sometimes definitions can kind of burst the magical bubble. We don't go outside, hey, look, look, it's the light reflected, refracted, and dispersed. But a rainbow is not just reflection, refraction, and dispersion of light. The rainbow is a powerful sign. The rainbow holds great significance. The rainbow is the sign of the covenant that God established between himself and all flesh that is on earth. In Genesis 9, when I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. You see a rainbow, and it is the sign of God's covenant with all flesh and his covenant with you, that he will never again destroy the earth with a flood. The rainbow reminds God of his promise and reminds you of his promise. This is good news for you. And it was very good news for Noah and his family. Traumatic events can have a lingering effect on people, and Noah and his family have been through the ringer. For decades, they must have endured ridicule for building a huge boat where there was no water, all the while they know what's coming for anyone who's not on the ark when the rain comes. As they enter the ark, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall, it's casket-shaped. As they enter there, they know that life will never be the same. For the Lord had promised, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. 7 days after entering the ark, the rains began and the waters rose and the ark floated up off the ground. And Noah and his family know that all the other people and animals with breath of life in them are drowning. Once in the ark, Noah and his family endured a year of isolation with very little sunlight while they cared for the animals that would eventually repopulate the earth. The whole experience must have been terribly hard on the 8 souls in the ark. So much death, so much uncertainty, not to mention just the smell of their floating zoo. Such a long year sealed in a floating casket. You've got to imagine that after they get off the ark, they might have gotten just a little bit twitchy if it started to rain. In our Old Testament reading from Genesis, God repeats his promise to them over and over and over again. Because as Martin Luther writes, therefore they could not be talked out of their fear and terror by a word or two. A great abundance of words was needed to drive back their tears and to soften their grief. With the promise of the rainbow, they do not need to fear the rain. God will never again destroy the world with water. The rainbow is a great comfort to Noah and his family and also to you. But there is more. there is more depth to the meaning of the rainbow. For the rainbow is also a warning. God made his covenant with Noah to never again destroy the world with water because God did destroy the world. God is capable of judgment and destruction, and he will destroy the world again, only this time with fire. The rainbow's colors progress from violet, indigo, and blue, the colors of water, to yellow, orange, and red, the colors of fire. The rainbow is a comfort and a warning. God is a God of mercy, but he's also a God of judgment, and judgment day is coming, and a rainbow reminds you of this. Judgment day is coming. We hear in Matthew 3, even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And his winnowing fork is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Judgment is coming. The wages of sin is death. You are a sinner and you deserve God's punishment now and forever. And the rainbow reminds you of God's past and future judgment. And the thought of God's judgment can bring great fear. But with the rainbow, there is also rain. The rain reminds you of another of God's signs. The rain reminds you of God's new covenant with you in water and the word in holy baptism. God has a covenant with you, a promise sealed in the waters of baptism that you are his forever. God has promised to forgive you all your sins, and he has given you eternal life in the blood of Jesus. We read in 1 Peter 3, God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Noah and his family, eight souls in all, were preserved safely through the water. The children of Israel came safely through the water of the Red Sea. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan, and you have come safely into the kingdom of God through the waters of baptism. Eight in the Bible is a number of new beginnings. The eighth day was the first day of the new creation. Eight people came through the waters of the flood on the ark. Jewish boys were marked with the sign of God's covenant with Abraham on the eighth day of their lives. Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday, the eighth day. And so baptismal fonts often are constructed with eight sides to remind you of your new beginnings baptized into Christ. The number eight and the rainbow are reminders of your new birth in Christ. Jesus suffered and died to pay for the sins of the world, including your sins. Jesus rose from the dead, and death has lost its victory. Jesus has given you these gifts in baptism, and he continues to pour out his gifts in his words of forgiveness and giving you his very body and blood in Holy Communion. And God's promise to you is sealed with water. And water is a great reminder of his promise. Let the sight or the feel of water in rivers and lakes, in the pool, in the shower, at the sink, falling from the sky, let the water remind you to confess, I am baptized into Christ. Each morning when you rise and each evening before you go to sleep, remember your baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when you see a rainbow, an arc of refracted light, remember Noah and his ark of refuge, and rejoice in God's promise to Noah and God's promise to you. God will never again destroy the world with water. And in the waters of baptism, you are saved from the coming judgment. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.